Track 3. News from the Front. In the same case, on the top left, is a painting of a man and two women called News from the Front. This painting tells a very different kind of story, of a wounded Union soldier back home with his womenfolk. Let's look at the man. His wounds might look minor, but we don't know if he can see. The woman beside him might be his sister. Can you make out the name of the newspaper she's reading? Why would a painter include a newspaper in a painting? And why this particular one, the New York Times? The woman in the background raises other questions. Her cap suggests she is a married woman, perhaps the man's mother. Where is she looking, and what is she thinking? Perhaps the painting emphasizes fear. Choose one of the three people in the painting and stop the tour to write a few notes on what you think is going through that person's mind and how it is suggested by clues in the painting. Compared to today's military, women had little contact with the war front. Still, thousands of women were directly and dramatically involved with the war, as nurses, for instance, and some women went near the front to tend their wounded or dying relatives. But in many places, women were far from the war's horror, except to learn eventually that their brothers, fathers, husbands, and sons had been killed. 620,000 in all, and hundreds of thousands wounded. In Specimen Days, Whitman writes of coming across groups of the wounded lying on the ground. At one such place, he writes,
"Oh heavens, what scene is this? Is this indeed humanity, these butchers' shambles? There they lie in the open space in the woods, from 200 to 300 poor fellows. The odor of blood mixed with the fresh scent of the night, the trees, that slaughterhouse. One man is shot by a shell, both in the arm and leg. Both are amputated. There lie the rejected members. Oh, well it is, their mothers, their sisters cannot see this, cannot conceive and never conceived these things."